Good evening, everybody. Welcome. It is October 3rd, Tuesday night at 6:06 p.m. And we're going to start the order of business for the special meeting, Derby 350th Planning Team and Friends, and call everything to order. And we'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Going to do a roll call. Susan Schroeder here.
Ian Schroeder here.
Okay. Okay. Just for your own information, what we thought here at tonight's meeting, can I be heard properly?
Yeah. Just want to see if anybody else can speak in, but keep going. Don't worry about it.
We're just having a brief moment here, folks. We're looking at who's here on Zoom.
So for the record, the folks here on Zoom are Roger Solway, Mark Jackson, Tom Lionetti.
Awesome. Okay. What we got to do here tonight, I think we really sat and thought further about tonight's agenda. And we realized that we really need to identify who the 350th members are. Yes, I've had four meetings where people have signed in. Which is excellent. And these same people are calling and they're emailing us, and there's communication to us that they are interested. But in order to do any of the voting that we had hoped to do for October, we probably, and if we could, I don't think we can amend a special meeting. I don't think we can amend the agenda. But if we could, we would probably eliminate the voting portion and table that till November. And especially since there's such a light attendance tonight anyway, both on Zoom and also here. Normally we have sometimes we've had up to 15 people. So what we can do, and we can progress anyway, everybody's encouraged to participate. You're all important, whether you're here, you're on Zoom, whether you're not here tonight, we know you'll be here next time. The important thing in my mind, after going through four meetings or so of looking at the 2-day weekend proposed plan for 2025, is actually setting the committees, who is interested in those committees, who might want to chair those committees, and just getting names attached to those committees. This way, when we do go to vote, there's already been a meeting of the mind, so to speak. So at this point, normally we would jump straight to the agenda. I've got two-sided, but I'm missing a page. But anyway, I just thought I would throw, thank you, Mark. I just thought I would, thank you so much, throw that in there right now, because it's important. Ideally, the voting that would take place would be through the Cultural Commission to accept the 350 members. We have two members of the Cultural Commission. The others have to be appointed still, and they've been very active with us, thankfully. So if there's only two, we don't have a quorum through the Cultural Commission anyway to even really do any voting. So with that in mind, does anybody have any questions? We will open it up to the public portion, and we will probably keep the public portion to its normal 2-minute dialogue. So are they able to, Mark, through your phone?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So we've got three people on Zoom. Is it three? And then right here, well, the Zoom people, do you have any ideas and thoughts? Have you looked at the, you've got the agenda and you've got the proposed 2-day party plan?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So in this meeting, you might be looking at the committees and thinking on, you know, what you want to chair. And then we'll be going through each of those committees tonight and trying to see if we can attach names to them informally, of course. Again, this meeting is more like a citizen meeting than anything else. So anybody else there, Tom, Roger, and who was that third person?
Mark Jackson.
Mark Jackson. Hi, Mark Jackson. Welcome, if you can hear me.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
We're just observing for the first time, but we'd like to get involved.
Yeah. Oh, terrific, guys.
And my wife, Megan, is here, too.
Oh, yes. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
I think I've seen you guys on social media. You know, we have a little community
here
online, right? It's been it's been fun.
Megan was in the thing 50 years ago. She was a baby.
Yeah, I was a baby.
Okay. The Jacksons are saying that they attended the tercentennial 50 years ago, 1975. You're very valuable to us.
Megan,
we happen to have Robin. I'm not going to say your last name correct. Falcone?
Oh, Falcione Smith.
Falcione, how it's spelled. Robin Falcione Smith here too. And she actually has graced us with a treasure, an artifact, the Derby, which is actually a cooler. It's all in one piece. So we're collecting artifacts too, folks, if you think you might have anything like that in the future for the next meetings. Also too, again, I want to remind everybody that all the minutes and all the videos are uploaded to the dashboard of the city website under Cultural Commission Special Meetings. So you can catch yourself up on what we've been doing and discussing. And also you're in the 350 tercentennial YouTube video. So if there was any newbies here tonight, we were probably going to look at that YouTube video too again, but I hope that helps.
For the previous tercentennial in 1975, do we have a list of the committee members, like maybe reaching out to their family members?
The only thing I can say to that is that we had wonderful Dave Condon. Remember? Were you here when he was here?
Megan was on there. That's her uncle.
Hear that,
yeah,
Megan?
That's my uncle.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he was in it. And so was my grandmother, I remember.
Oh, really? Yeah, we seek everybody out who can enhance and give us any information and guidance. And I'll tell you why, because at the present, we've arrived at a two-day meeting, and we tentatively picked May 17th and 18th, which are sandwiched between Mother's Day and Memorial Day. And that's not fixed in stone. That's just something that we thought was within reason for now, because we really, you know, we've just been kind of trying to gauge how everything's going to work. We're trying to gauge what we can pull from the 300th and add to the modern present day amenities, and then, you know, enrich the 350 with as much as we can. And that's acceptable, because, you know, it's not like 50 years ago when we had students. They were allowed to have 8 days off, as you remember. They got the superintendent of schools or the state of Connecticut Department of Education to approve all that. So we are working with some constraints, but it doesn't, I mean, as time marches forward, you know, we can certainly expand and expound through the voting process, I assume. Okay. Anything else? Roger, thoughts?
I'm kind of listening right now.
Yeah, Robin's asking if there's a list of the people that form the 300th ceremony, the 300th celebration of Derby.
It might be in the
Derby.
Celebratory book. There's one at the library.
Okay.
Video.
Yes, in the library.
Yeah, Mark, that's right. And I've seen it. I've seen it too. Right. In fact, I don't know if you can pull that up, honey. Can you?
There's no internet.
Yeah.
I can't connect.
What about your phone?
What am I calling it?
I think you could look up under photo. We're looking under our photo albums for the 300th celebration, because we kept copies of the research that we did when we were at the Derby Neck Library. We photographed some of that 300th celebration book that I'm pretty sure Franny was there. Yeah. Oh.
Okay. I thought the public library had stuff on it. But it could be wrong.
I'm sure they do. I have never asked, because usually I go to Derby Neck and research that, and I know they have that there.
Okay.
They have like a whole three-ring binder full of, I want to say 1975's events, and the tercentennial was chock. It was chock full of tercentennial pictures, brochures. I saw the, I want to call it a trifold. And I don't know if it listed the names there, but
I'll get that. I'll talk library and get it.
Okay. Mark said he will work on that.
Yeah. So we just have to identify names. And we, that event in and of itself is going to take some people power and archiving and chronicling and kind of inventory.
Yeah, and you know, that brings up the point on the committees, because there should be a committee just for that. And I think the 300th also had an archive artifact research committee too. Anything else? Any other questions? It's a good point. Lists of the participating members of the tercentennial. Got that? All right. So right now, the public portion, we said we weren't going to keep that open the whole time. But since we have the Jacksons here, and I mean, there's no reason why we can't. People need to be tuned in. So old business would normally be adopting the minutes of June and July, but we're not doing that at this meeting. We're going to table that. All those minutes, again, are online for your viewing pleasure. And also, too, I believe we did send out that email list with those minutes. And by the way, can somebody get, Robin, would you mind to get the Jackson's email and phone number? I don't know if we can do this publicly here, too, because normally they just sign it. It's not like out on the internet. Mr. and Mrs. Jackson, would you guys be able to just contact the Cultural Commission Facebook page and provide your email and your phone number so we can keep you on the email list?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. All right. New business with time estimates. Let's go around the room again. We've done this before. I'll start. Susan Schroeder, Cultural Commission, Derby Lions Club, resident of 12 years. And I've always been involved with culture just my whole life. And we sure do love researching. And we really loved researching at Derby Neck Public Library. And very, very jealous of the tercentennial that we couldn't be part of that. But admire everybody who put that together. So we hope that we can do something similar. Ian? You want to go?
No.
Okay. Well, my treasurer is next to me, Ian Schroeder, and he has always been in culture himself his whole life. Okay. Mark?
Margaret Butler, the town clerk.
Robin?
Robin said the public interested in doing things for the 350.
And a Derby High School graduate?
Derby High School graduate, born and raised in Derby.
Awesome.
Washington.
Very cool. Okay, Al.
Alan Iber from East Sunhills.
You can hear this, guys, on Zoom?
Yeah.
Hello? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Mike Elder, assisting Alan Iber.
Oh, Mike. You're going to hide that from me, devil. I had no idea it was you. Welcome. Good to have you. Okay, and the Jacksons, would you like to say a word?
Megan Jackson, I've lived in Derby my whole life, and my maiden name is Condon, and just live in my parents' house, and we kind of want to get involved in doing stuff with the city.
Thank you again. And Roger?
Roger Soy, I'm the Director of Economic Development for the City of Derby, and obviously looking to increase participation in the community by creating a destination for Derby. And the 350 is an opportunity.
Yes, it is. Okay, Tom, are you still there? Tom Lynette?
Yes, I'm still here.
Tell us about yourself, Tom.
So,
you want me to tell?
Well, I've been in Derby for 71 years, going to be 72 next month. And I'm trying to figure, you know, the demographics of Derby has changed. And I keep hearing you talking about when we celebrated the 300, and I was very active involved in that.
Oh.
A lot of people passed. I mean,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you. So I think your trend now should be bringing something different because, like I said, the old people of Derby, nobody's around. It's just a totally different culture in Derby now. So I think we need to put your foot forward on doing something a little bit different and not try to mimic what we did for the 300 because we don't have that type of person that lives in Derby anymore. That's just my opinion.
Tom, that's an awesome opinion, and you are right. I think we touched briefly upon merging old and new everything, architecture, traditions, ideas, art. So an update to that is the fact that we now have on board, cute puppy, we now have on board the Boy Scouts and also the superintendent of schools, who is more than excited that we're having the youth involved. They're very excited. And one of the things they were excited about was having the reenactment of Commodore Hall, historic battle off of Nova Scotia. And that's just one thing. So we are going to be working very closely with them at some point. I don't know when yet, because this is all preliminary. We just had these conversations, but they should be at these meetings. And I think they have every intention of being at these meetings, and we might have to switch them around to accommodate the students. I'm really not sure. Or maybe once Pop Warner calms down and the football season calms down a little bit, you know?
What month are you planning on doing this?
We have been talking and looking at the cooler month of May.
Okay.
In the middle between Mother's Day and Memorial Day.
All right, because another thing that you might be interested in, I would help out on this, is maybe we get a road race, runner's race, the day of, to kick it off. We use the walk, the Greenway walkway over there, and it's already measured out. They run races there all the time. It might be good to start off this 350th.
Like a ball full of energy, doesn't it? Just boom, we go.
If you're interested and the committee wants that, let me know and I'll put my best foot forward. I'll call up.
Thank you, Tom.
And I'll get that going.
That would be amazing. We were kind of thinking something like that. Actually, even a light triathlon, but anything athletic should be involved, right? Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
I wrote that down.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Are you leaving us?
Yeah, I have another meeting at 6:30.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to touch base on what I thought.
Thank you very much.
And,
you are valued. You know. Thank you. We'll see you at the next meeting, okay? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. So, okay, on to new business. Everybody's looking at the agenda. I just skipped the old business. We talked about the minutes and approval. New business, we went around the room. And 6:15, two-day party proposal, offer, and brief opportunity to offer committee ideas not previously submitted. Okay, Tom just did some of the ideas not previously submitted. Anybody else in looking at the 2-day part? There's like 25 committees. I think we thought of everything, but maybe we missed something. Right. But do you have any ideas, Mark? Because you're here. Did you look at the committee list?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you have any?
I think the list is only as good as if you have people to run the event. If you don't have people to run the event,
What happened was over the past four meetings, let's be positive, because some people aren't here, they have vested interest in a lot of these committee events. So I don't want to place value on them. I just want to, suggest and encourage if anybody else has any other ideas. Mark, you have a forte in singing and cooking.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
My singing.
Come on now.
And singing and cooking are
an accordion.
Your opinion of my
an accordion. Anyway. Yes.
So, but the point of the matter is, I'm not being negative. I want to be positive because I've been actually at all of the meetings here, and we're really no further along today than we were in the previous meetings. So, at the end of it, we need to, support the parade or tell them we're not going to do it.
Well, we're not making any decisions today.
I understand. You have no authority to make decisions.
Well, I already said that.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I think that we need to be realistic about time and budget and to be able to create the excitement and the activities that are reasonable to do.
Yes, and I think that that's true. All I'm asking for now, because I don't want to debate, I just want to know what you would like to do. What commission on here would you have interest in, if any, or would you want to add a commission?
I don't think you should add. I would be happy to coordinate the time capsule opening, and I think we should have a time capsule, a new one to put in.
Yeah.
Done deal.
Probably go hand in hand, but really, in particular, as keeper of the records of the city, I think that's important to inventory it, and maybe there are things that were left to family members, but I think it would be great to have it.
I think also
pictures and chronicle it, and so that it can be shared, because it's probably exciting. Certainly before there were any computer disks or any digital media. So it's probably a lot of physical stuff.
I think so.
So it's exciting, and I think there's a lot of, that's a lot of energy around it. I think it's much more complicated than just digging it up and start.
Remember, all the classes wrote letters to their selves 50 years in the letter.
Okay,
And I remember Faith Palpini. I called some daughter down in Florida. And she's gonna fly up here for this. Her father left her and her son's
life. I suspect that's gonna be a much larger event than
I think out of everything that you have, and they're wonderful ideas, it is gonna be the time capsule. That is gonna be the highlight of everything. You probably wanna focus on that.
Well, that is something that the Derby Public Library, who is our friend over there, the historian? Who is that wonderful historian that also does? Christine. Christine's very interested in that. And so in the time capsule, they've already expressed an interest. They're not here, but believe me, they are all for this. Christine and also to our other friends over at Derby Neck, Pat Sweeney, they have it really excited about the time capsule. So that's, three of you guys are going to go to town on that. All right. That would be your committee. And that's where you would run with it. because that's why we're here tonight. We're trying to cement in, you know, who. And, you know, I have some committees I'm interested in. I know Al does. I've spoken to other people who aren't here tonight who are definitely interested in bringing some of these committees forward. So it's important. It's important to, there's a lot of different people in town. There's a lot of people with different talents and focuses and abilities that they can bring forward. So we should go through each one because they were all discussed prior and no one at that time in those meetings had rejected any of those. As a matter of fact, they supported it. So, and we did, now who can't stay till 7:30? Okay, so this is kind of like a grind, this meeting, but it'll probably go quick because there's so few of us, all right? And what we can do is just call another meeting and we can make sure that those people that express the interest for the committees be here, like make an appearance because we need to be able to present their names. So that's what we'll do at the end of this meeting. Now we'll make a special appeal for that. So anyway, going straight to our activities, we're looking at the agenda, item C. Party chairs and volunteers break into a group. Now, so there isn't the masses that we had before. So again, we're going to go through this one by one. Looking at the two-day party plan. And what we had talked, what's on that first list under activities is Payton Field Derby Running Club, adult children relays and contests. Now, I know the coach from Derby Middle School Running Club. I've taught some of his students, and I feel confident that he is going to help us get this off the ground.
This the first one? Sorry, is the church bell ringing?
Oh my God, I know. Isn't that something? Okay, thank you. Now, Mark Anthony Izzo, he helped us get that off the ground for our first ever patriotic essay contest award ceremony. This was July 4th, actually. And it would have been held on the green. We were rained out, so it was over at Catholic War Vets. And he did all the groundwork. He did all the legwork, went running around, got all the churches to agree, and many of the churches rang those beautiful bells to celebrate throughout the town on this particular July 4th. So, and I know Mark would be very interested in doing this again. And if he couldn't, I'm sure somebody else would. And don't you think that's kind of a beautiful way to start off our celebration? And I don't think it's going to be costly. I don't think we have to pay the churches to do this. Mark didn't say anything about that. So, and then next, Payton Field. Again, I know the coach, Tom Lionetti, just said right in front of us that he's up for getting some kind of a relay race going of some sort. So I put his name right here. Okay, next, Derby Middle School, artistic building mural. All right. I am being contacted again by the school, talking to the principal. Derby Middle School has the funding and they have the interest in getting a mural painted on the Derby Middle School building facing Osborndale State Park. So they are just waiting for our meeting. They're waiting for a meeting with the Cultural Commission. And with Derby Day, I didn't really have time to do that. So I think that's going to be a big reality. And I think it's going to be an exciting reality because, like Tom was saying, we can't just focus in on history, but we have to. It's beautiful, and we will, and we can. And we've even got these plaques out here now. We've got I think Jack Walsh just installed four plaques related to four banks of Derby. And if that's not exciting and beautiful, I don't know what is. But we need more art. Art brings vitality and economic growth to a community. And so we need to support this. And so this will be off and running by itself. We won't have to do anything. Okay, next. Now, does anybody have any questions on that?
So that could be like a 300, 350th?
Yeah. Well, hopefully the timing will work out. Yeah.
It would have been a 350th theme?
It can be.
Okay, because, no, you said, like, Reality is they need permission from the Board of Education. And then
yes, Mark, but you've got, yes, but we've got 2 years.
Every time I bring up something, You can't. I feel like every time I bring up something, you're trying to shut me down. And believe me,
you just said
you're not going to shut me down. If I have something to say, I don't understand what the problem is, because really we've had no movement and fewer and fewer people at every meeting.
Mark.
So the reality is we have 15 months to go to do this, and Mark. We don't have a committee or a budget or anything.
We will.
I know.
We have to be positive, and people are listening here on Zoom.
People listen in public too, but the reality is I live in reality.
I don't. Wait a minute. Are you saying I don't live in reality? Because now you're out of order, Mark. Okay, please. I mean, seriously. I see value in each and every person here. This is not an easy thing to do. It's not. All right. But if I'm hearing from community members, they're coming to me and they're saying, Sue, I want to be involved. I have people coming to the Cultural Commission telling me they want to be involved. Then I have to represent that. And if there's a chance that they can be involved and the youth can be involved, it's their reality. It's their reality to get it done. It's not really, you know, are we to say now? Are we to predict now? Oh, look at the flow charts. We're going to say probably by the beginning of the year, this is or this is not reality. And truly, that should be the benchmark at that time.
But if the mural is a 350th thing, then it should be part of this discussion. If it's not, then it could be part of a different discussion.
Well, it's part of this discussion because it may be. So we're going to entertain it. And it's up to the school to tell us we can't, it won't happen. But a mural doesn't take 2 years.
But so what you were saying makes sense. So like January 2024 is going to be our deadline. So you're going, like you said, you have people from the community that are reaching out to you. So you have their emails, their phone numbers, and you're going to tell them like they need to come in in November, though, to listen to this. And the cutoff is January.
Yes.
Definitely have.
I agree with you.
A cutoff.
Yes.
And say,
yes, I think people need a little wake up call. They do. And you know, that will be my final statement at the end of the meeting. And Robin, remind me, okay?
So January, everybody has to come.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. It's very frustrating that we couldn't have any voting taking place now that people aren't here. But, you know.
You don't have members, so you need members to do it. You only have 2 out of 7.
You're talking about Cultural Commission.
Right.
Right, but we can have more members. The 4 have approached me, and so, okay, so I really. We have submitted names, okay, and there are people that want to be have told me they will be. Well, Tom Lionetti was one of them, and then he kind of backpedaled. Sue Toth, May Ely, Gloria. Lanou, we're very lucky. Who do you think pulled off Derby Day? That was a 3-month, 24/7 push. So there was 10 of us that day. So those people. And again, that's why I go back to the beginning of the meeting where I said the voting isn't appropriate because for one thing, we don't have a quorum on the Cultural Commission. And, you know, for another thing, it's a little bit confusing to figure out because say we had the quorum, we had the Derby Cultural Commission here right now, and everybody, we had the quorum, and we had all the members combined that have been coming. All right, so do we vote for a 350 chair, secretary, treasurer, archivist, et cetera? And or then do we vote for all those committee members? And that was a lot to chew off. That was a lot to take on for this particular meeting. It doesn't make any sense. We're just coming out of Derby Day. So we're looking for November and the benchmark January. And I really need a lot of help in terms of press and public relations. We are not getting the help we need. I need help from the Valley Indy. They didn't, you know, publish my press release for Derby Day. That was, you know, concerning to me. And I need you to get on your Twitter, to get on your website, Facebook, social media. I need you to be blasting along with me. I need you to partner with me, Mark, because we got to get the publicity out. And I don't control the city website, Facebook, and Twitter. I just don't. You do. So please, everybody can be helping with the publicity too, okay? And that will help. That will go a long way.
So this is Roger.
Hi, Roger.
I'm certainly happy to get involved in the publicity. I mean, I work directly with the Director of Tourism for the state. Obviously, we work closely with NVCOG. I work very closely with the Chamber of Commerce. You know, these are all communication channels so we can get the message out, okay?
Thank you. As a matter of fact, the Derby Cultural Commission has been considering to join the Valley Chamber of Commerce.
Good.
That's something that's important. You know, I know them. I see them all the time in passing, and they probably wonder why we haven't joined. I'm not sure if Rich and Ansonia Cultural Commission joined. Okay, Derby School, Settlers Village, back on to the two-day weekend. Now, that would be very costly. Settlers Village, if you saw the videos, was a tremendous cost. Mike, I don't know. Were you part of 300?
Oh, and yeah.
Oh my God.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
Is that our logo for the 350?
We don't have any logo yet.
Oh. I didn't know if we had. I'm looking at that. That's the CEO of the city, right? Am I correct, Mark? The CEO of the one up there.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's the seal. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Robin had a good point. I think we all had, obviously, but we have a lot of names.
We will. They've been here, and they have expressed an interest.
Let's take December out of it because nobody's coming. So we're
gonna go not if we have a Christmas party.
No. I mean, but nobody's going to have a constructive meeting. But the board's not even Christmas. I think we need to build a budget because some is up for the budget.
Yes, it is. We've already, lots of money, right? Lots of money. That's not necessarily true.
Well, I have
okay. Okay. Let's talk about that.
We're talking about rain.
Yes. Okay. Well, we have to go in order because Alan will talk about that. But anyway, because that's his bag. All right. The budget.
So why don't we talk about the stuff with the people that are here? Because this is the other stuff.
Mark, really, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I'm forging ahead. For representing the people that have already spoken in past meetings. Why are you moving the chairs? You're freaking me out. Okay, so the budget. The Cultural Commission has a budget every year, and the Cultural Commission can vote and decide if they would like to allocate a certain portion of either their fiscal budget that they're awarded, or they can ask for a bigger budget, or they can fundraise, and they can ask for sponsors. And we're just starting to get off the ground. We've gotten sponsors for events around town. McDonald's was a big help. You know, it's important to work the corporations and the Home Depots, the ShopRites, because they offer a lot. As a matter of fact, ShopRite funds Shelton's concert series. And when I found that out, I said to myself, wait a minute. ShopRite of Derby is funding Shelton's concert series. They can fund Derby's concert series. If I can get them to do that, I've already reached out to them. Then that's another avenue of resource for us. And let's not forget grant writing. And Mike, to answer your question, I have written grants, training grants. I've written them and I've won them.
My only concern is that this is May of 25.
Yeah.
But your budget for that really is in May of 24.
Pretty much.
So this budget cycle coming around in the spring, actually to the hearings.
Yeah.
And working on that's what we got.
I know.
That's the money. If we don't get it in the spring, not going to get it next
year. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you want to be in charge of fundraising.
No, I'm just saying, but I mean, all these committees.
Yeah.
No budget committee.
Yes, but a lot of the committees, the beauty of many of these committees is that they don't require a large budget.
Okay.
And I will tell you the ones that do. And those are, to me, kind of iffy. The others are kind of a go because it's not going to take an extraordinary amount of money to do these, which was kind of the beauty of it. But let's go forward. Does that help you understand how we've kind of looked at this already through different dimensions and in our minds, kind of, I agree. All of you, we agree. But we, even within those constraints, you know, we've got to make a big push and try. Okay, even working within those constraints, and if that means, do we have to push for the next 6 months? Do we have to have people here in November and January, and you know, work it? Let's see what we can do. The worst that can happen is that some things drop off the plate. Okay, next, O'Sullivan Island model boats. Now that was Commodore Hall reenactment. That will be taken care of by the Boy Scouts. They expressed interest in that. That can be their own entity.
They expressed interest in having a reenactment of war battle on the Housatonic River. I mean, which Boy Scouts agree?
Troop 3
Derby.
Yes, Mark.
They're interested in doing it.
Mark, are you listening to yourself? Right now, I'm getting distracted by your tone. Okay? Are you mad that they did? Because they did.
No.
They most certainly did.
Okay.
Why did they? Because it's a reenactment. They can build model ships. Is that not within the bounds of Boy Scouts? Ian got his Arrow of Light. I was like a Cub Master Associate. I'm a Girl Scout of 3 years, a Girl Scout leader of 3 years. So this, why are you shaking your head? Look at me right now. I started off light and happy and I'm getting a little bit, you know, I can't breathe right now because you're telling me that the Boy Scouts didn't offer.
Okay.
We had that conversation. Doesn't it make you happy? It makes me happy. It should make us all happy. The Boy Scouts are looking to get involved in the community. They are psyched. It's true. That's Cub Scout 3. Okay, guys? And isn't that
Cub
something?
Cub Scout 3 or 2?
Cub Scout 3. Yes, Cub Scout 3. The ones that participated in the pie eating contest. Did you see that at Derby Day?
I was there.
It was hilarious. Did you get pictures for me? I didn't think so. Okay. But I mean, really, isn't that... Can't you see that? Wouldn't that be special? And again, see now what's happening. If you notice the proposal, it takes us all over Derby, showing off all of our amenities. And we're thinking that would take place right there at the possibly the fishing pier, but it could also take place at Osborne Dale's, you know, pond, right? What's that called?
Pickett's Pond.
Yeah, Pickett's Pond. Okay. So next. Okay, now Spectacular, the play Spectacular. Now, again, that, as Mike knows, was a huge endeavor. I saw snippets of that play called Spectacular at the 300th on YouTube. You could see that. And so realizing that that's so costly, Virginia, who's not here, Virginia Vanini, she's in Vermont, she suggested doing a diorama of that. And I think she's meaning to do snippets of that play, Spectacular. And so, you know, because the costuming alone in that looks extraordinary. And if she can pull off some dioramas, you know, she's got, Virginia has access to a lot of costumes herself, vintage costumes. That would be awesome. Okay, a Sullivan Island, Taste of Derby, Foods and Trucks. I want to put Roger Solway on that. Roger.
You got it.
Taste of Derby, O'Sullivan Island.
Does that mean I have to go and check out every restaurant?
Yes. Well, yeah. And food truck.
I think they would like to get involved. So, yeah. I'm happy to help. That's a girl? Yep.
Okay. Again, you know, as we all know, that's, you know, going to be quite a process with possibly the elders because, you know, I don't think it's been done recently. I think they played football on O'Sullivan Island. Correct?
Oh,
yeah. Right. So it was a place to be, O'Sullivan Island. And, you know, it's a beautiful place now. I see all these weeping willow trees and I see the pier and I see the kayaks. And it's such a beautiful place to be. So if we can, you know, celebrate Derby and show that off, let's do it with a Taste of Derby.
So is that something that, or all these things, for the whole weekend, like the Taste of Derby with the food trucks, is that going to be there the whole weekend?
Well, that's for Roger to determine, you know?
Well, and the use of Echo Sullivan Island for something like that, we can't say that that's approved because that land is contaminated.
Right, but I just got through saying that's a process with the elders. So that's a given. Guys, I got new. I'm going to give you a big headliner here in case you haven't noticed. All this, all these ideas, this is like a work meeting, okay? This is just simply preliminary. All of these are subject, all of these ideas are subject to alder approval or somebody's approval, okay? We just don't plunge ahead blindly and draw up some schematic and say, well, we're going to do it. It all has to become cohesive down the line, but we have to at least entertain it. It wouldn't be fair if we didn't because, you know, the 300th celebration, they did entertain all of this. They did do all of this. And even if the O'Sullivan Island Taste of Derby just took place for 5 hours on a Saturday, that could be the launching point for future Taste of Derby. We would want to get the restaurants together. We would want to get them involved in something because every town has a taste of Westport, a taste of Darien, a taste of New Haven, wherever. Every town has something like that. And if it didn't take place at O'Sullivan Island, could it not take place at, Whittick Park? I really don't know. But Roger's going to explore that. He just offered to explore that.
Well, I think another option is to, have this event. But there could also be things throughout the year. Because, as Robin said, you know, this is a lot of stuff to try to do in 2 days, and people are going to be spread out, and there has to be the practical reality of these things, because you can only do so many things.
I love it.
If you're on, O'Sullivan Island, or at Whittick Park, and they're doing a parade downtown,
right,
or whatever the route of the parade would be, I mean, you know, I think we have to be realistic about it. And it could be a series of things like throughout the year.
I love it. Dave Condon suggested possibly having it over a couple of weekends. It can be over a couple of weekends. It can be over the whole entire year, like Mark says. And that would really brighten up 2025. Of course, if we had everything in the latter part of the 6 months of 2025, that might brighten our budgets. I don't know, but I wrote that down because that's an important suggestion. Okay, next, Main Street, 350, mural, prominent manufacturing leaders. That restaurant that used to be for Telly's evidently has given the okay for Martin Luther King and mural as well as manufacturing leaders mural. I haven't heard any more about that since the first meeting, but we wouldn't have any control over that. We wouldn't really have any say over that. That was just something that would be awesome for Main Street. And that would be there, you know, forever. So that's thrown in there. Okay, I put the mayor by that. Okay, next, museum. All right, now the museum that I'm thinking of at City Hall, I can donate the curio cabinet. That's not going to cost, that shouldn't be cost any money. And I'm standing up here in our meeting for those Zoom attendees to show off our derby from the 300th, which is a cooler. It's pretty big, it's styrofoam, it's green. And also a new artifact would be the keys that were manufactured right here in Derby that I bought. And these would be other artifacts. You guys can look at them if you want to pass them around. Other artifacts would be available as people bring them in. And so even if we had 10 things as part of our museum, I would like to see someday a curio cabinet that has manufacturing items from Derby, because I know that I've seen and enjoyed the one in Ansonia. And so if people are donating these, there's really no cost other than keeping, you know, town hall open for one day of our celebration or half a day of our celebration. And again, that's no cost. And I think, again, going backwards here real quick, the MLK is no cost. The Taste of Derby is no cost. Spectacular. There could be some costs incurred there for that play. Going back, we forgot the T, but the Boy Scouts would assimilate any cost to do with their reenactment. Settlers Village, to me, that's all big dollar bills. The school wants to absorb that. You know, I'm always hearing from the Derby Middle School principal, Rachel, you know, that they have funds, you know, they will absorb cost of the things like the mural. And she didn't say anything about Settlers Village yet. I haven't asked her. And nor have I asked our principal over at Irving. And also the children's relays, there might be some cost there, but I don't see it as exorbitant. We can get donations. I always get donations for all of our gift certificates from stores. Are very kind, they're very generous here. I get a beautiful $75 donation from, what was it? What's that? That dog grooming place, Pink something, Pink Paws. Okay, so everything that I've just gone through here isn't very costly outside of Settlers Village. So are you seeing the light in that, Mike? Do you see where I'm coming from on some of these freebies? Right. But most of the entities will absorb them themselves, yeah, the way that we've got it set up. And that's what I'm hoping. But like I said, that reenactment. And I want to go back to Silver Tea and period costume spinning and weaving. Now, that is a Derby Historical Society option. Kelly, the executive director, told me she's very interested in participating. So I think that I'm going to let them run with this. And that would be their cost. That would be their talent. That would be their personnel. And can you picture that on the Derby green? Be really kind of cool. Okay, next, Lakoba Fashion Show. All right. Every fashion show that we've had so far, we've had three fashion shows over the summer Derby days. And the costs incurred were, yes, the gift certificates. Actually, I think that was a one-time deal. Most of the gift certificates are donated. So a fashion show is not going to incur a cost. And that is something that isn't difficult to put together at all. And that's something I would share. Elizabeth Street to Payton Field football parade. Okay, this is Al.
So after doing a lot of research, it looks like it's going to be an exorbitant amount of money to try to raise. This is why Past Commissioner Kelleher is here with me today.
Oh.
Back early 2000s, you'll remember, Mark, the Hoskins muster. We were thinking about doing a combination engine 260 muster in Milford. This was the final year. Doing a combination of the two things. starting with like a motorcade, like they would do, start Home Depot, go up through the center of town, pay them to, well, the Picnic Grove, to host some events at Picnic Grove.
Or the State Park.
Or there. And obviously, most everybody knows Derby was the Valley. Start a friendly competition with Anson, Seymour, Beacon, Oxford, and the mutual aid companies of Bethany, Woodbridge, Orange, Shelton, and just try to get everyone together and have a competition, see who comes out on top.
Is that, that's costly?
This
competition?
Is
awesome. So it would be,
yeah,
good reason.
And the actual, if we did an actual parade, number one, we'd be doing it the week before Memorial Day.
Yeah,
parade.
Ridiculous. Unless you guys want, you know, you do your parade on Memorial and just somehow even just had a 350 banner or et cetera. But however,
yeah,
it's a 74.
So I figured that would probably be a better option. It would definitely be less manpower intensive. So don't have a lot of manpower.
Okay.
Well, just in general, between the firehouse has a good amount of manpower, but I can't take everybody away from the firehouse to do this. And there's not a lot of people that have come to say, okay, yeah, let's do this.
Well, so explain it again.
Also could be, I mean, it, again, it could happen this weekend.
Right.
It could, you know, there, I mean, there might be a certain amount of wisdom to say, you know, there's going to be a year's worth of events.
I love that idea. It's just like
because at the end of it, like, there's no way. There is no way that we could do all of these things, or even a fraction of it, in 1 week.
Yeah.
It's just not, but the it's going to be a lot of the crossover people. So if we have crossover people, and it's whether it's monthly or. Or you know, whatever, periodically, you know, however it's set up. But I mean, that's got to be laid out.
It's out there.
Or you could even start earlier. It's all in 2025.
You're not laying that stuff.
But like a polar plunge or something.
Or even stuff that you could put in. You know, stuff that could be.
Yeah.
There's things.
Well, we could do something at the community center, some kind of thing.
It doesn't have to be a big one,
race, just like in a pool.
Derby really was O'Sullivan's athlete. Paul
Derby was Eastside.
Yeah, that was everything.
You were from the first bank in Derby's over on Bank Street,
and that's where it started.
It's a house.
I kept saying Bank Street. Why do they call it Bank Street?
That's where
now it's see, this is why I love learning all this. Yeah. Bank Street had a bank.
Year of 2025, you open it up with like church bells, go run, polar plunge. And even if you end
it'll be
it,
first night too.
That
went into 25.
Oh, absolutely.
And then you light a candle or something with a run, and then at the end,